Once again, we are here at a party with Magnolia on Walls, and we're talking about AIDS. So how is AIDS, and you think it's no longer available?
AIDS is theoretically no longer available. It's just HIV you've got to watch out for.
It's a dangerous pastime, though. All these acronyms and little kind of miniature lights, all these capital letters confuse me.
Understandably. Just remember, kids, rubber up.
Rubber up, but you won't feel as much. So what I would like to know is, who are you and where do you come from?
My name is Alex. I'm from Bristol.
And you're proud of this?
Unfortunately, yes.
Was it by choice that you came from Bristol, or did you decide to move there because the rent was cheaper?
No, I was pushed out in Bristol, and that's where I've remained ever since.
You do know there's more to life than Bristol?
Yes, I'm moving to Plymouth in September.
It's getting worse.
I know, I don't want to do it. It's like moving from somewhere shit to somewhere slightly shitter.
Wow, but
it's pretty much what it is.
Okay, so basically, Alex, you seem to be a man of the modern world. You seem to like, shall we say, a tighter hole. So you're going to move from Bristol, where I'm guessing the world is like some form of sanitary towel.
It's full of merriment and rosiness.
And you're moving to somewhere that has a distinct increase in uniform availability.
It's true. There is a lot of crime and a lot of fighting amongst people in the Navy.
In the Navy?
I have been told in the Navy you will sail the seven seas, but also don't go on a Saturday night because they'll shank you.
Ah. And you're upset by this? You don't want this to happen because you seem to be a bit of a mincing fellow.
This is true. In fact, my first plan was to go there, go out on a Saturday night, and just throw myself into a crowd of them and let them tear me limb from limb.
As one top tip there, if anything, there's a top tip there for Plymouth in general.
Definitely.
That was lovely. Okay, so one thing I would like to know, you know that mincing walk down the high street, that mincing walk, how do you prevent against chafing?
Remember, kids, always use Vaseline in sensitive areas.
Okay, so Vaseline and rubber up like a Wellington boot?
Yes, definitely. Wear the tightest underwear you can find to keep everything confined.
Oh, I see. Surely, if it's a tighter region, then it hasn't got that much space to blossom, shall we say.
This is true, but you're less likely to get molested.
But I like that.
They can't reach it.
They can't reach it.
If I can't pull them down, they can't.
Ah. Have you tried something else instead of teeth to pull down these tight elements?
Razor wire.
Razor wire. You use razor wire to cut out the genitalia of your lovers. Is this what you do?
Yes. That, or I attach some rope to a tow hook on my car.
As one does. Who doesn't? Who doesn't do this? Who doesn't do something like that? And this is the sort of flattering conversation that is available at Wild Smurf James's parties, available every Saturday evening here in the West Country. Thank you very much. Thank you, Alex.
It's okay. I tried my hardest to keep up.
As you seem to do quite often. Thank you very much indeed. I'm surprised you're able to sit down without coughing and losing the chair. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Thank you.